Recently, I reviewed my day in prayer, and the Lord revealed a sinful condition in my soul. At first, I was ashamed to admit it, but as I accepted the truth, I realized that God's admonition is a wonderful thing because it yields so many benefits. For example, admonition brings greater self-awareness. You know, much of the time we wander around with a false notion of ourselves cloaked in pride or denial. When our sins are revealed, however, a truer picture finally emerges and we have the opportunity to move forward spiritually if we acknowledge and repudiate that sin. We often forget to declare to God and ourselves that what we have done is sin without any disclaimers or excuses. This is one reason why so many remain entangled in one sin or another. They hesitate to renounce the evil they commit, openly declaring it as unacceptable with no place in our lives. This unequivocal renunciation steels the spirit against repeated temptations. When I say to God, I don't want to do that or think that anymore, He knows that I am convinced about the seriousness of this sin and seeking deliverance. This is a prayer He will answer. Another benefit of the Lord's admonition is that it brings greater safety. Although the light of truth is painful at first, eventually it provides protection against repeating soul-killing activities that were once hidden in the darkness of our disobedience. We can always slink back into the shadows, but if we want to, the Lord can help us to avoid the trap in the future. And finally, admonition brings greater joy. The less sin in my life, the more room I have for Jesus. In the end, the process of unmasking my sinful self produces the calm assurance that God is still working in my life, despite its ugliness. Oh, what joy! So the next time you stumble into the realization that you have just sinned, don't run away. Let the Lord break its hold over you and lead you into the marvelous light of His love. Discussion questions. Question number one. Who was in charge of discipline in your home growing up? Describe the way they disciplined you. Did it work? Why? Question number two. Describe how you believe God works in your life to discipline and admonish you. Give an example of this. Question number three. Read Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. What does Paul mean when he says, you who are spiritual? Give an example of restoring one in a spirit of gentleness. What temptation do you think he is referring to in this verse? Question number four. If someone in your family was disfellowshipped because of unrepented sin, Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11 to 13, would you allow them to come for Thanksgiving? Why? Yes or no? Question number five. If you were trapped in some sinful activity, which Bible character, aside from Jesus, would have the best chance to successfully admonish you? Why this person?